Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Disabled Persons Assembly's notable radio show. DPA is the voice of all disabled people, whether the disability be physical, sensory, learning, psychosocial, or age-related. Over the next half hour, we'll discover how we can work collaboratively to achieve inclusion for all New Zealanders. DPA's notable radio show, a whole new attitude.
Kia ora tātou, everybody. Welcome. Good afternoon. You're listening to Disabled Persons Assembly, Dunedin and District's Notable Radio for this Friday, November 1, 2019. We are almost at the last month of the year. That is unbelievable. This year has flown. It really, really has. On the program today, we have no guests, but I will be talking about a couple of things. First thing, I'll be talking about our upcoming AGM on November the 13th, which is just a little bit over, or under rather, 2 weeks' time. As well as that, I'll be talking about our upcoming national AGM in Wellington, and a couple of other things besides, including on housing. You may have seen the story in the Star newspaper with yours truly featured on the front page. I'm just at the moment and doing a bit of house hunting, as are many people around the place. It's that time of the year, and particularly in a very, very tight housing market. Anyway, we'll kick off today with a bit of music, which will play throughout the program. And we'll start off with, let's have the Commitments and a bit of Mustang Silly. You're listening to Chris Ford on DPA Notable Radio on RFM.
Mustang Silly. Guess you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally, my baby. Guess you better slow that Mustang down. You've been riding all the time.
a bit of sweet Irish Gaelic soul there with The Commitments from 1992 from the film of the same name with Mustang Sally. You're listening to Chris Ford on DPA Notable Radio for this Friday, November 1, 2019. Welcome one, welcome all. Okay, now to the notice of the DPA Dunedin AGM, which will be held on Wednesday, November the 13th, in just a little under 2 weeks' time, at the McNabb Seminar Room, third floor, Dunedin City Library in Murray Place. That, again, is the DPA Dunedin AGM, which will be held on Wednesday, November the 13th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the McNabb Seminar Room on Murray Place at the Dunedin City Library. The guest speaker will be Pete Hodson, the chair of the Southern Development Group, the chair of the Southern Partnership Group, which is charged with overseeing the rebuild of the new Dunedin Public Hospital. Please come along to that and contribute to the discussion on the new hospital as well as the direction of DPA Dunedin going forward in the coming 2019-20 year. That again is the DPA Dunedin AGM on Wednesday, 13 November, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the McNabb Seminar Room, third floor, Dunedin City Library on Murray Place. A New Zealand Sign Language interpreter is available. All are welcome to attend, especially those who are disabled people or people with an interest in disability issues. Okay, now coming to our next track on the program. It is Cyndi Lauper with I Drove All Night. You're listening to Chris Ford on DPA Notable Radio for this Friday, November the 1st, 2019.
To escape, the city was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you.
We'll be right back. kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you was just burning me up inside. I drove all night.
I drove all night. Cyndi Lauper from the early 90s there. Sorry about the sound quality on that. It can't be avoided in some cases. Anyway, now on to housing. You may have seen a number of weeks ago now a story in the Star Community newspaper about the housing situation faced by disabled people such as myself. I spoke to the Star about the issues that I had faced when looking for a new rental property, as I've been given notice by my landlord to vacate the property I currently live in, a rental I've had for nearly 19 years now. That's right, 19 years, by the beginning of February next year. As people may realise or may not realise, it's very difficult finding universally designed accessible housing, as there are very few accessible houses in New Zealand's housing stock, within New Zealand's housing stock. Now, the figure, for those of you who may not know, is very small. In fact, very, very minuscule almost. It's almost 2% of the New Zealand housing stock, the New Zealand private housing stock, that is, ordinary houses, which are accessible to disabled people and particularly to people with mobility impairments such as myself. That is absolutely shocking. We have an ageing population. We have an increasing number as the result of that ageing population of disabled people living now within our communities who have unmet housing need. It's also quite cumbersome to go through the process of getting assessed for housing modifications. These can either be supplied via Ministry of Health or funded through Ministry of Health rather, or for those people who have injury-related disability through ACC. It's another inequity, by the way, which I could talk about, and as Cyndi Lauper was singing about, go all night on, about on. However, it's one of those issues that is out there and in the midst of our worst housing crisis since the war, we are facing an accessible housing shortage as well. It's always been there, as a matter of fact. One of my colleagues actually said, one of my former DPA colleagues said, that we've long had a housing crisis in New Zealand for disabled people, but not many people have noticed it. As well as that, there is a report coming out from the Disabled Persons Organisation's DPO Coalition in a matter of, I hope, weeks now, which will detail the findings of the monitoring exercise undertaken fairly recently, of which I was part, is in terms of being both an interviewer or monitor, as they're known, and as well as that as a transcriber, in terms of the findings of research on housing accessibility for the disabled New Zealanders. It's right across the board there, and I cannot say anything about that report apart from the fact that the report will talk about issues from across the impairment spectrum, be they from mobility impaired perspective, age related, psychosocial, mental distress, learning disability, etc., and as well as for blind and vision impaired people and deaf people, in terms of housing discrimination, inaccessible housing, all those sorts of issues. But the report, which will be coming out in about a number of weeks now, will talk about that far more fully. Now, I can't go into the details, obviously, but it's not going to be somewhat of a surprise. But for those in amongst the public, it will be something shocking. I hope that will move opinion, in particular, will move the government as well. and continue to move the government on what is needed, that is the building of more universally designed houses. That report is almost with us, and having seen it, but I can't say anything more about it, it's very, very, very salutary. I hope it will make the reading lists of government ministers as well as officials in the housing area as well, in most particularly. But coming back to my own situation, I've had a few leads from that Star article, and I've gone and looked at those, and at the moment I'm just making my mind up, and I'm yet to go and look at one other lead that I've been given. I'm very grateful for those leads, the few leads, I would stress, that I have been given, but it is an issue facing far too many disabled people, aside from myself, out there, not only in Otapoti, Dunedin, but around the country and indeed globally. Housing issues are a real issue globally as well, in terms of housing accessibility, etc. So, yes. Anyway, another thing, we are coming towards the end of the program, so I might as well squeeze it in now. We've got our DPA National AGM coming up. That will be in Wellington on Saturday, the 30th of November. For those members who are living outside of Wellington, there is the option of joining our DPA AGM, if you are a member, by the way, via internet, via web link up. I can provide those details to you if you make contact with me. My contact details are, and I always give them out at the end of the program, and here they are now. They are Chris Ford, Kaituitui Community Networker, DPA Dunedin and Districts. My phone numbers are 027-696-0872. I also welcome texts. Besides, there's my landline, 03, for those outside of Dunedin, 476-7579. And lastly, and most importantly, I guess, my email address, chris.ford, without the E, chris.ford, F-O-R-D, at dpa.org.nz. chris.ford at dpa.org.nz. For more information about DPA, you can also go to our website, which will have the AGM information as well, and where you can also join up and become a member on www.dpa.org.nz. The address is very simple to remember again. For all membership forms and other information about DPA, www.dpa.org.nz. We're almost coming to the end of the show. We'll be back on the air on Friday, the 15th of November. Our special guest, we will have another guest, is Audrey Espister, who will be speaking to us from Wellington. She is the Deputy Director General of Health for Disability Support Services Directorate in Wellington. She will be joining us to talk about the recent consumer conversations that have been happening around the country, and as well as that, a few other things as well around disability support services funding and issues around that. Please tune in for that interview with Audrey Espister on Friday, the 15th of November. One more thing, for those of you who want to tune into this program again, and others that have been made throughout the year, and indeed all programs on ORFM, you can listen to them on the ORFM website, on the podcast, as well as that on the app, on the community broadcasting app, which I'm trying to look for now in terms of the publicity around that, but it is certainly available as a podcast. Well, that's it until Friday the 15th of November, when we have Audrey Espister as our guest from Wellington. Tune in again on that date to listen to the interview, as well as that to some great music. To take us out today, I thought we'd have Eric Clapton with Layla. And that's it. Ka kite aro. See you on the 15th of November. Bye-bye.
Disabled Persons Assembly Notable Radio Show. A whole new attitude coming your way on Otago Access Radio. DPA is the voice of all disabled people, whether the disability be physical, sensory, learning, psychosocial, or age-related. Tune in to hear how we can work collaboratively to achieve inclusion for all New Zealanders. DPA's Notable Radio Show, every second Friday afternoon at 1:30 on Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM and 1575 AM.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.